Episode 17 of the Sports Blizzard. And yes, the Sixers are the Celtics, bitch. And we got Mr. Trust the Process Man here.
So he came out of his cage.
He came out of his cage.
This should be interesting.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it? It
yes,
should be.
It should.
I'm a pragmatist. I'm a realist.
Episode 17 of the DQ Sports Blizzard. I think that's what we're calling now. Yeah, DQ Sports Blizzard. Yeah. Phone lines do work this week. 215-716-1108. Get us on greenlegion.com. Is it greenlegion.com/listen?
Yes.
Is that the proper way to get us live?
Pretty, yeah, you know what? That's pretty efficient for, you know, for Green Legion, what we got going.
Listen. He should have it on the front page with a link.
Yeah. Well,
that's how it should be.
There should be a lot different with that yeah, front landing right. page. But the trips page looks great.
Well, you need to fix that.
Yeah.
To my right, Mr. Trust the Process, Mike Diaz is here.
DTP, bitches.
Nice of you to finally join us. You had a Sixers function last week.
That's yeah, right.
Whatever that
I
means.
I saw JoJo up close, so, yeah,
whatever,
you know.
Whatever.
That's it.
And in front of me, Pops is here. What's going on?
Not much, chilling.
And next to you is your brother, the one, the only Eagles great, NFL 15-year vet. Hollis Thomas is here.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm actually about to go live here on Facebook Live.
Oh, right. Facebook Live.
This is the DQ Sports Blizzard. It's starting live. We're starting a live video.
Let's get it.
We'll get right up. We get our sponsors right out of the way. We got to always thank our sponsors. Miller Lite. We love drinking Miller Lite. When you're not drinking Miller Lite, we're drinking Yards. We got their brewery right here in Northern Liberties. And if we're not doing Miller Lite, we're not doing Yards. I did talk to the Quinn sisters. I heard a rumor they're going to drop some vodka off for us soon. Stateside Vodka distilled right here in Fishtown. Bucks County Baseball Company, 422 Jeep in Limerick. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, except the one on Delaware Ave, which will be open the end of March, beginning of April. Delilah's, oh, we love Delilah's. My buddy isn't not gonna be with his wife tomorrow, so me and him are gonna hang out. I tried to get him to go to Delilah's tomorrow. He wasn't having it.
Why not?
I'm like, we can get a good steak dinner and go to Delilah's. That's what we should do. He's like, I don't know if I'm like, come on. I haven't been to Delilah's in like a month. The last time I was at Delilah's, I think it was me, Hollis, and Quimby.
Oh man,
that's the last time
I really only kind of go with Quimby, and I feel spoiled, you know, like I don't really bring.
Just go
out
with
my
Hollis,
wallet.
You'll be spoiled.
No, yeah,
I was really
that's
spoiled.
Not like a mooch.
Yeah.
That's not like a mooch.
Yeah, right.
Not like Minnie the Moocher.
No, the only what I like when going with Hollis and Quimby, you know how when you go to Delilah's, they have like the seven spots up front with the cones.
Right.
I can park in the front spot. Like, oh yeah, he's with Hollis. He's with Quimby. I haven't moved the cone. I'm like, yes. But we love Delilah's. We love hanging out there. I got to get there and hang out. Bourbon Blue and Manion. The Bayou and Cactus in Manioc. The Manioc Sports and Social Club. City Fitness, our boy Ken Davies. All the locations. Northern Liberties. Graduate Hospital. South Philly. Fishtown. Logan Square. Market East. I guess we should get right off with the Sixers. Cause
I gotta
tell you, I have not been more angry after a Sixers loss ever than last night. It was
really?
Like Eagles anger
really?
After a loss.
Yeah, that's what Robbie was saying. I'm pretty emotional.
Why? I don't know.
Why?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not blaming the coach because it's not the coach's fault.
Thank you.
Okay,
it's not the coach's fault.
Okay,
it was.
He could have been better. But
it was
it's not
the
his
player's
fault.
Fault.
It was the player.
It was a myriad of things.
Okay,
I hate that when like the comment that Diaz just made.
Right.
It could have been better. Like going all the way back to last year in the playoffs, everybody was saying he got out coached. In two, maybe three of those games near the end, they turned the fucking ball
right,
over.
Right, and that's not
when when they had the lead. So how is that the coach's fault or the issue? You have a lot of people that just start blabbing on and blabbing on. Well, it's the coach this. Just like with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler got to give up the fucking program. I've been watching the games, and I haven't been able to really watch them because I don't have Comcast.
Right.
But when the nationally televised games come on, I'll sit and look. They're running a motion offense, and Jimmy Butler has not fit.
Nope.
He just not has fit that offense.
I don't even want to go.
Before we continue, is one thing that is, and I know what you're talking about, it's certain points of games that you could blame on the coach. And it's like, like in the playoffs, I blamed that on the coach. But at some point, you have to, hold on, let me finish. But it's the one thing that a coach can't do. A coach can't go out there and fucking play. If you know that's the way your coach coaches, then you need to get with the fucking program and learn to be coached. And it's like last year I blamed on the coach. This year I blamed it because he kept doing the same thing over and over again. You
against
can't
Boston?
You can't yeah, but you can't
I mean against Boston they were up
but
two of those games, and they turned it over within seconds and it was like a blink of an eye, like you know, like that's like masturbation without the big payoff.
I know, but when you look at it, sometimes the coach can keep doing things over and over again, but in a situation like that, he has to change a little bit. Hit him with a DS.
Yeah, I think that with him, there were certain things that he did wrong, but when, you know, Harris is 0-for-6 from 3, and Bede takes 8 threes, he misses six of them, and Bede only has 4 foul shots, he only got to the line twice.
And whose fault is that? Is that the coach?
It's like, well, the coach could do, it's like, you know what? The one thing I got, I'm gonna give Brown a criticism and I'm gonna criticize.
I know what you're gonna go with. I'm gonna give you a name.
As far as Embiid, he's the greatest basketball player of all time. He's the greatest guy. But when I hear people say that he just needs to be down low every single play.
Right.
And, I want people to realize if he does that every single play, the reason he comes out to the top isn't necessarily to shoot threes. He certainly took too much last night.
Right.
It's because you want to clear that lane. Simmons can't drive to the basket with Embiid down low.
Simmons needs to know how to shoot.
Well, he absolutely does. So what I'm saying is, and most of the game, Embiid is down low most of the game. He does come out from time to time. It's not that often, and he shouldn't be taking freaking three-pointers with 15 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah.
That said, Brett Brown. I went to the game on Friday. I went to the game on Sunday.
Give us your opinion up close and personal with Brett Brown.
I like Brett Brown, but why are we playing Furkan?
Thank you. I am so sick.
Wait, say it again. Why are we playing what?
Why are we playing Korkmaz?
In the first five minutes.
Well, we're not resigning him. We don't need him to grow into anything. He can't defend at all. Maybe he hasn't shot in 3 weeks.
Exactly. I'm on Brett Brown's side. Reason I say that is because you still have to create certain matchups. It's certain points in the time in games, like against Boston.
Especially Boston.
Against Boston, they should have took the ball out of Ben Simmons' hand and let.
You mean last year?
No. Last night.
Last night.
They should have let Jimmy Butler run, do more point guard because Ben Simmons can move without the ball and still score and be productive.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll even post up a little guy. Even if he's not, the shot not going to fall or whatever. If somebody that's on him that's 6'4",
he's
6'11", he could either drop step and dunk on him and sometimes he could possibly shoot over him. That's like a small shot. And for your point with Embiid. Embiid has no post game. That's why it's so easy. That's why he got his money from 22 feet to 17. He's money, but his post game is not there yet because he's only played maybe 6 or 7 years of basketball.
Yeah.
But what needs to happen with him?
But his post game, his footwork is unheralded.
Footwork, my ass.
No.
When it comes to getting in that paint, Al Horford busts his ass.
Every time.
No, you don't. That was a foul.
Hold up.
That was a foul.
But Pops, you're right.
That's what they say.
Those are fouls. Al Horford, put it this way, it's going to be called
a good defender.
What do you call it? Big boy ball. All he has to do is what he's been doing, but they're going to call a foul. They're going to call offensive foul.
That was a foul. But I think what happened.
He might have missed the free throw.
With Embiid.
They missed. They was only 70%.
I hear you. Hold up for a second,
go ahead.
I think when you say Embiid doesn't have a post game, it's not like he's not money down there without free throws. The reason that his post game is quote unquote effective is because he goes to the line 14 times a game. If he only goes to the line 4 times a game, that means he's taking these shots that aren't going to go in because he's not that good.
Exactly.
He's not that good from down there.
That's like Al Horford is like that pit bull in the yard without a leash on.
I hate Al Horford.
Exactly.
What Al Horford is doing really well is he's D-ing up Embiid one on one and he's not fouling out. I think they should go down to Embiid more. Get him out of the game.
Well,
he had 5 fouls last night. Yeah. I didn't even realize that Horford had 5 fouls.
Exactly. That's the funny part. That's the funny part because it's just like he said, even though Al Horford gets in those problems, they could get Al Horford out in within one half.
That's right.
All they do is pass the ball to him. Even though it may frustrate Embiid, he needs to take those fouls and learn how to be a big boy.
That's right.
Two things. One, at the end of the game, I know Embiid's got 5 fouls. I don't care. It's a critical part of the game. Get in his fucking face. I don't care if you foul out. What if you block a shot or what if you foul him? He goes around, he misses both shots. Okay, you foul out, but the game's tied. Was it tied at the time?
We were down two.
Butler missed three free throws.
He missed two. He did?
He missed one previously before that.
He did?
Down two.
I missed a little bit of it, but I'm just making sure.
The closer, yeah.
I'm just making sure. He did?
The look on his face. He did.
I mean, I heard about it, but I honestly didn't see it.
Now back to what I was saying, why I was angry, okay? I love that.
He said he did.
I love Pops' face. Now I'm not blaming the coach. Right. That is inexcusable how they all played. You're playing the Celtics, you're playing your rival, you played like shit.
They're right there.
And then
right
Embiid.
There, they are right there.
You're right. They are right there, right? You're right. But you gotta win that goddamn game. Like, there's no excuse. And then one more thing, Joel at the end, he just got $25K for criticizing the officials.
No, he should have.
You didn't lose. Hold on.
He just got fined. That was blatant.
I'm not saying that wasn't this. That was a rake across both arms.
But he could have
blatant across both arms. Put it this way: if you're going to criticize him, criticize the fucking referees. Do your fucking job, and we wouldn't be in this fucking position.
Damn, fuck them. Every motherfucking time I turn around,
everybody's back in the referee. Pay attention to the motherfucking game you watching. Sorry about that. But you're turning into
Hulk Hogan over here.
Real quick, and I'll give Hulk the BS. I love. Let me tell you something, brother. I'll show you my 18-inch python.
Damn.
But what I was going to say was, with the Sixers and the Celtics, there's no excuse for them to lose that game. And listen, it was a bad call by the official, but they don't lose the game because of that officiating. They lost the game because as a team, they played like dog shit. Yeah. They dogged it. They played like shit.
Exactly.
The silver lining is they played like shit, and they still were in the game.
That's right. Yes. And they did change from first half to second half. Right. They did improve.
Crazy.
You know what I kind of compare this little Celtics episode we've been having for the last couple years? I kind of feel like back when Hollis was playing,
right,
and we lost to the Giants like nine straight times. And it was like, we can't beat these motherfuckers, it was all his fault, but then he broke through.
I was going to tell Diaz, this was a funny point when you say that shit. We had them beat. We was right.
I remember one game
we had them beat. That was Doug Peterson was the quarterback. So somehow or another, they get in position to kick a game-time field goal. We go into overtime. The defense never touches the fucking field. You want to know why? Doug Peterson dropped back through a pass. He got tipped up in the air. Big bad Michael Strahan. Woo-hoo! How about them Cowboys?
But at the end of that game, he fumbled, too.
Real quick,
that game was at home.
Right.
And went to overtime, right? My father took me to that game. No, my cousins, who were Giants fans, took me to that game, and we're winning the whole game. I'm running my mouth, and we fucking lose. You just opened up a wound right there, Hollis.
But were you part of the people that almost pushed the kid that was wearing the Dave?
I was with my cousins.
No, because somebody almost pushed some kid that was wearing a Dave Brown jersey over the edge. It was horrible.
Those are the days, the good old vet.
The good old vet. Yeah.
Where it was fun to watch a football game. Go to the link now. I hate going to the link to watch a football.
Well, going to link is a social conference.
It's too upscale.
It's too upscale for you.
If you yell, they come down and tell you to keep it down.
Keep it down, buddy. That sucks. Keep it down.
They just want you to shut up. I yelled the whole time.
Yeah, sure. But what's the Lakers, there's so much more they could do. They gotta bump up. Well, we'll get to the Phillies in a second.
Oh yeah.
They were forced to do that. They're going to bump up their menus at the link.
Well, you know what, Rob? You can bring your ideas to me because I've just been nominated for the season ticket member advisory board.
Good. I'd like to go in there.
For what, the Phillies?
For the Birds.
The Eagles.
The Eagles?
Oh. Yeah,
advisory board?
Fix your food options.
That's an Airmark thing.
Airmark sucks. Mm-hmm. Get more vendors in there of stuff in the city. Good stuff.
What I think they need to do is, because it's so much harder, they don't have the same stuff everywhere. I want it on the app with the food choices. What do I get? Like the little map you would get walking in. They don't have that information on your phone. So you have to kind of walk out and be standing in the freaking concourse.
Well, I know on the MLB app, when you log in, you can order food to your seat.
Yeah.
I think you
could do that. You can do that, at the link in certain sections.
But it's just like little, like the, okay, well,
but transition. I don't trust those things anyway. Because you order a beer, like I've got a quarter of my beer left. I order a beer. You're getting that beer in 40 minutes. It's not like they bring it right there.
And I crack up though, because I think they try too hard to be good. Too hard to be great. They were already good, but then they continue to add shit. And it's like, dude, it's like, it's a fucking football game. By the time I get this 6-course meal, I'm not gonna be able to move out this fucking seat.
Well, you get wined and dined up in the private suites. Yeah. House,
sorry about that.
They have good food. Yeah. Sorry,
we're in the 200 section.
So
go get your food.
So y'all don't get steak down there?
No. Speaking of him being Mr. Bigwig, I thought we at the Laker game, I saw the quarterback down there. I saw Allen. I didn't see Hollis down low.
I was chilling.
Where were you at?
Where were you at, man?
I was working.
Can you get courtside when you go?
Yeah. But I was being in the
book. I was courtside with the Rob Vichaux t-shirts.
I'd be in the luxury box. Sorry.
I want to go. Isn't it true if you're down sitting on the floor, there's a private bar down there?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've been down there.
Cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I've been down behind the basket before.
So on my bucket list is to sit
right next to where they set up for the Comcast booth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you go under there and there's like, it goes until the end of the third quarter. They got two TV, big ass TV, so you have the game on for the third quarter. And then like whatever else was on. I think I watched last year the national championship football game.
So you sat courtside?
No, it's not just courtside. It's anywhere down there. And I knew some guys in the ticket, that were in, and then they just it was like a, hey, come out and.
It's like Hollis has a guy. Hollis has a guy for everything.
Yeah. Well, see, I was going to tell you that even after the third quarter, when the game is close over, there's another place, the other place over there, the restaurant that stays open after the game.
Oh yeah. What, it's not the Porsche Club. What is it down there? It's a car.
I'm telling everybody I'm signing off because I'm tired of holding this. It's like, I forgot the name of the place.
The Porsche Club or something.
But no, it's like, it's after the game, you know, you can sit, go down there and kick it.
It's underneath there, right?
Yeah. But it is pretty cool.
Cadillac Club, I think.
Cadillac Club is upstairs. Which is cool, but downstairs is I've never been there.
You never been downstairs?
Never been there. Never been to Diamond Club either.
Diamond Club is pretty solid.
It's all right. It's all right.
I know.
Well, speaking of, should we talk Phillies?
You want to go right into the Phillies?
Yeah. I mean, pitchers and catchers reported today, right?
Yeah. Harper still hasn't signed. And they only signed Nola because they know they're going to lose an arbitration. They should have just signed an extension 2 months ago.
I hear you, but you know what? That's a great deal for the team.
I can't believe he did.
Did you know there's a fifth year option on that for $16 million?
But is it his option or their option?
It's the team option. Mm. So it's a 4-year deal worth 45. I think this year he's getting paid like $6 million.
Okay.
And it escalates. Mm. And then in the fifth year, it's a team option for $16 million. I mean, if you're ace, in 5 years, he's going to be what, 29?
Yeah.
And he's like a mature veteran professional pitcher.
Right.
And he just keeps getting better. Man, $16 million is a steal.
It is a steal. It's like, would you rather take that now or would you rather bitch them all and just continue
your $6 million deals
every year instead of having your future already taken care of?
Absolutely. Because this kid, you guys probably know better. What's his name? Jeffrey Simmons, who tore his ACL.
The first round pick out of Mississippi.
Mississippi State. One of them. Yeah, he tore his ACL. He's supposed to go like top 15 or something. That sucks. He's definitely going to drop out.
I had some personal dealings with his agent that he signed in there because they were, I have another business on the side, so that's a whole other thing, but.
Okay, thanks, Hollis.
That's a whole other thing, but.
Secret, but I love your shirt, by the way.
Thank you. But they, the thing that went with this was they was asking me, what did I think? I was like, well, if he tore his ACL, it depends on the tear. If it's one of those shredded tears, then it's going to take longer to heal because they have to cut more of the ACL off and do more work. I was like, well, if it was a clean tear, he may be back in 6 months. They may have him back in the middle of the season. So it's going to be a catch-22 once they evaluate him at the combine. Well, there's another space open at the combine now, apparently. It's one of those things where they're going to have to evaluate, high and low, kind of like they did Willis McGahee.
He was going to be a stud, and he sat out for, 2 years? And he ended up having a decent little career, right?
Yeah, he ended up having a nice career, actually.
Yeah. I mean, for back then, it was, you know, the medicine was good. It's not like what it's like now.
No, it's not nowhere near where it's
like now. To come back, I mean, got hurt in the championship game, right, for Miami?
Yeah.
And I was like, he's never coming back.
That was bad.
That was bad. It was horrible.
He still got drafted in the first round.
First round. And I was laughing because they drafted the kid Jalen the middle linebacker, Dallas ended up drafting that.
Jalen Smith.
Yeah. Now you see what he's doing. He's killing. Teams are taking a flyers on that who can. I feel like if you build it, the
cornerback Eagles guy.
We always take flyers and we're always wrong.
We're always wrong. But I said when they took him, I said, I didn't like that pick. I don't like that pick that high. Basically, that's what I was getting into. When a person that can't help me right away and I'm picking that high and I'm looking to build my roster or, you know, try to build a championship style team, I can't take a guy that's injured. I can't take a guy that's injured at that high a round. Now, I could take him like the third or the fourth round, but even then, I'm kind of stretching because there's some gems found in the third and fourth round.
Yeah, what do you think about the Sidney Jones then? I still don't like it
because
he's not contributing at all.
And it's just like I kind of figured.
It might be the defense itself.
We'll see.
Let me ask you this though, because you're Mr. Baseball. Now, I know you don't know football or basketball. Do you know baseball?
Yeah, sure.
player. I mean, he doesn't know the players or the teams or anything like that.
Diaz just comes in once every 3 weeks and just it's coming after people.
Yeah, no, just Rob.
Yeah, sure. You got to keep him off the sauce.
But I think this is good. This is killing baseball, man. This protracted free agency thing. Like, think about the NBA and think about NFL. The deals are almost worked out before the signing thing. So, you know, at 12 o'clock, you have your Twitter alerts on and they just like, this guy signs with here, this guy signs with here. I mean, we're in training camp now and the two top players that literally every single team can pay. Every single team in the entire league can pay. It's not like they have max deal or their cap space. Every team has enough money to pay for either
of
those two guys.
There's only a couple that'll pay for them.
Right. It's just like, but why? Why?
I don't know.
Why?
My problem is I feel like I don't do crack, but I feel like I'm like a person that needs crack feels like. Because every time my phone goes off, the alert for ESPN, I'm waiting to go, hold on, did Harper sign? Every time I go, no, he didn't. Like the alert for Embiid getting fined, I'm like, is that a Harper thing? That's all I'm waiting for. Yeah. Like nothing.
I've read that I think the Nationals had offered him the 10 years, $300 million. Yeah. And then I saw that he wants $10,500. Is that right?
I don't know.
Do we know what he's asking for?
Here's all I know. He wants a long-term deal.
Right. Which means
it's down to two teams.
Right.
The Phillies and the Giants. But the Giants already said they don't want to give him a long-term deal.
Yeah, but that changes all the time. I think probably what's happening is the Phillies are going to give more money, but they're waiting for everyone else to kind of go away. But it's really bad for the sport, you know?
Yeah. Just get it done.
I mean, our Green Legion, our spring training trip, you know, like it's just, there's no juice. Signing a catcher, there's no fucking juice. And if they had signed these guys, they'd be sold out of season tickets.
Well, the Phillies game sold out because I couldn't get my tickets today.
All right, so then let me ask you a question then with that being said, Rob. Okay, say the Phillies do give them the stupid money or whatever they quoted.
Crazy
and
money.
And then they don't have any pitching.
They're never gonna have money. They have stupid money.
That's understandable. Yeah. But when you market for one person like that, or one player like that, that takes away from the rest of the division of the team. I mean, I spoke on it last week when we talked about the Angels in their situation when they had Mike Trout and Pujols.
Right.
You had about 100 home runs and maybe 200 RBIs between the two, and they couldn't make the fucking playoffs because they didn't have any pitching.
Well, Pops, if I can.
Go ahead.
First off, their pitching right now is okay. They improved the bullpen. It's not like.
Can you win with that pitching?
Hold on for a second.
No, keep going.
First off, this team can easily pay through the salary tax, and it doesn't really hit until the following year or the year after as you're like double repeating and triple repeating. But right now, with the Rialto, I think his deal is $6 million.
Right.
So before 6 or 7 or 5 or something like that. So before that, they had like $85 million worth of space.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't want them to do this, but let's say they gave $35 million or $30 million to Harper and $30 million to Machado, which they're not going to do, but they could.
Okay.
And then pay one of these top pitchers that are out there $25 million, and you're just at the tax. You're winning the NL East. You are selling tickets. I don't want them. But your comment about pitching is what they could do is they could sign one of those guys, one of the stud pitchers that's still out there, and go in that way, and then. That's a great freaking team.
Okay. But with that being said, see, the problem I have with a lot of this is name chasing in all sports. People look at one person and be like, damn, he can make a difference. When the Phillies won the World Series, they had top fucking pitching. They don't play small ball.
Brett Myers, Jamie Moyer.
They don't.
Come on, Joe Blanton. No, that's not.
Brad Lidge.
That's a closer.
Brad Lidge.
You need a closer.
When Doc left, when Cliff Lee left, and cold bum ass Hamels left. They could have a fucking starter go 5 fucking innings.
I know.
So
this is wise because they won with hitting. They won with offense that year.
They're not playing small ball. But they don't have the pitching. Brad Lidge come in the ninth. It doesn't matter. He was money. You knew when he came in. What did he get you?
No, he won a World Series.
Years later. Did they go back to the World Series, or was it
next year they did.
Okay, but they got back. They were still relevant.
But they traded for
the following year or a year after they lost to the Cardinals, and it came down to what? Pitching.
Yeah, they gave up four runs. Cliff Lee gave up four runs.
And then in the game five, what happened?
They couldn't score.
But they lost 1-0
because they couldn't score.
Come on now. When they won, if you ain't got pitching, you ain't got shit.
No, you need pitching.
You try to bash it all you want.
I'm saying the pitching is okay. It's like Jamie Moyer.
What has Auburn done?
Pops,
educate me. Really, I just want to know because I'm, like I said, I'm okay with baseball. But I want to know what Bryce Harper has done.
He's won MVPs. He's 26 years old. He's hit 250 home runs.
What was his batting average last year, though?
It was like 240. It wasn't great.
How many home runs did he last year?
I love Ryan.
It's like the weird thing.
But wait, how many home runs did he? I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious or anything like this. I just don't know.
Why he looks that?
Like everybody dick hard about Bryce Harper. Fuck him.
When the Phillies won the World Series, right?
Uh-huh.
They had good pitching, they didn't have great pitching. And they had a good, really good bullpen, but that team was based on offense.
Yeah.
Now with the Phillies, what they can do is they can have a sick lineup, and if they have a number one, which they do, and you gotta get a serviceable number two, but you gotta have a setup guy and a closer. If they can fix that, then they can compete for a World Series. If you don't have that, then you can't compete for a World Series.
I mean,
but you
need Tampa Bay. That was a small ball team.
No, it wasn't. Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Pat Burrell.
Jason Worth, they were power.
Okay.
But peep this though. It's right now we don't have a setup or a closer.
We got a closer.
Who's closer?
Sir Anthony Dominguez.
And we have our setup guy. They spent money on Dave Robertson.
He got shell shocked.
Dave Robertson.
What have you done for me lately? I still got
Pops.
I'm not sure he can play. I want him to come back.
Pops, I'm not saying you are absolutely right. You got to have pitching. I think what we're saying is the pitching is above average. Mm-hmm. They're not all all-stars. There's no Roy Oswalt and Cliff Lee.
Okay.
But what I am saying though is you insert just one of those hitters.
He was with the Nationals. What did the Nationals do?
Hold up. They went to the playoffs like 6 straight years. They got their ass tapped
by the Cardinals.
But it's baseball. You have to get in there.
Come on now.
It's just one thing, Diaz. It's 1 year when they was close to making the playoffs. And they said Strasburg?
Strasburg.
Yeah, Strasburg. And I was like, y'all act like y'all go. They used to be the Expos. They used to be the Expos, so it's not like they go every year. Hold on, Diaz had something. Go ahead, Diaz.
Well, what I'm saying is, you insert just one of those guys. If they sign both, I don't think they would, but I'd be certainly happy about it. You sign, let's just say it's Machado then. Mm-hmm. Then you got Segura and Machado on the left side of your infield. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's a huge, defensive improvement over Mikel Franco. Fine. Or you put Harper and that, whether you're center field or whatever, but, yeah, he was seventh in the league in home runs last year. So, he had 32.
Okay, so quick question.
We're at 34, excuse me.
Who's the Phillies ace?
Huh? Aaron Nola, he was third in the Cy Young.
I'm asking, man. I don't know this shit.
I can't tell.
But it sounds so serious. That's why we're saying the pitching.
I was gonna help you out too with those guys being a good defense. It also helps out the pitching.
That's right.
A lot of our pitchers, they pitch to get the ground ball, but shit, we've been fumbling the ground balls and fucking throwing the ball over shit. And then like you get a guy who's swinging at the plate and a fucking Alfaro can't get in front of the pitcher, throw it to first base on a clear easy out.
Sad.
They had to clean all the little shit up. And that's one thing. It don't matter if we get Machado or Harper, if we don't get either one of them. But what I was going to say too is one guy don't win nothing. It's like you can have a middle of the road defense, but if your offense is up here, as long as you play some sort of defense to keep motherfuckers off the board, you'll be in contention for a championship. But you can't throw all your eggs in one basket and think one person is going to make a fucking difference.
Right. The base is loaded and with no outs, and they still don't fucking score.
The other thing that my last comment is, and I think we could probably get into this after the break but this, and I know Hollis will appreciate this. It's like, you know, we're talking about getting this player. I think just like on a macro level, you know, the baseball revenues are up.
Right.
The owners are making money, and the salaries aren't going up. They're getting smaller. And just players in general. Players in general salaries they're not going up with the amount of revenue.
Pitchers, I've been seeing pitchers get like $30 million, ain't they?
You're not seeing that.
No.
25, 26.
Yeah. And that's your side. But that's what they were getting paid 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Who?
So, The pitchers.
Yeah, Cole
Hamels was making $25 million a year.
Yeah, but had never won 16 games.
You're 100, more than 16. You're right. That guy's a fraud.
And when he, got, and when he Hamels, signed that contract, he gave up, what, 10 runs?
Cole Hamels' best year was 2008. And everyone goes, Cole Hamels is the best. Motherfucker never even won 20 games.
Well, I was
overrated with a hot-ass wife.
Regardless of it, maybe it's free agency. You overpay. That's what you do. You overpay.
No, you don't overpay for the people that sit home. You overpay for somebody that's coming in. Cause you have to overpay.
That's right.
No, you have to overpay because they have to move and stuff and they have to uproot from what they already started in another place. That's why you overpay for somebody coming in.
But
somebody
these guys,
that's there, you give them a fair market value.
Listen, I want to continue the baseball conversation on the other side. We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, I got
we'll be more with the D, we'll be back with more of the DQ Sports Blizzard right after this.
Alright.
I'm afraid that's right. tear cause I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said, woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said, sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. Sit here on the stairs, cause I'd rather be alone. If I can't have you right now, I'll wait, dear. Sometimes I get so tense, but I can't speed up the time. But you know, love, there's one more thing to consider. Woman, take it slow, things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. Said sugar, take the time, cause the lights are shining bright. You and I've got what it takes to make it. Won't break it. Oh, I'll never break it, cause I can't take it.
Back even after the spirited conversation kept going on well into the break. We could talk baseball. That was the most heated conversation that I've been involved in on a sports blizzard, and it wasn't football. Well, it was baseball.
And we weren't really even arguing. Well, but no. we thought Pops was being serious, and we were like, "What are you talking about?" And like, he's like, "No, no, I was really just asking." I was like, "Oh, I thought you were gonna doing your normal sarcastic shtick."
No, it's not a sarcastic thing. It's just
get on the mic.
Things that make you go,
yeah, like that.
I'm just saying. I mean,
is that real or is that sarcasm?
That was sarcasm. Come on, man.
A little bit of both.
If it's not, we're sitting in the room together, and I hope it's translating to those out there. Maybe I'm just an idiot.
You're an idiot.
We're not gonna call you an idiot. Not a total idiot. It's different. Maybe a little naive at times, but
there you go. That's the word. Oh man.
So what you want to go to next?
Well, we could talk about baseball forever, but I guess there's been some football ongoings and the NFL and all that kind of stuff.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, besides the Foles payback, today your hero Joe Flacco traded to Denver.
Who's hero?
It's preliminary though. It cannot be official until the physical NFL year starts. March 13th. The free agent period starts. The physical NFL year doesn't really start until the first pick in the draft is made.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I think he gets the trade
before that time, but the physical year, the molding of your roster starts like on March the 3rd.
Right, mini camps or whatever.
Yeah, mini camps and stuff, for the new coaches and also, bringing in new players and, getting out old players and, you know, filling up your roster and getting prepared for the draft. That starts on March the 13th.
So how do you think Flacco's gonna do?
I can't believe that they would trade for him.
Why? Oh, yeah.
They didn't give up that much.
A fourth-round pick is still a pick.
Yeah, it's still a pick.
And when you have a young quarterback, you want to take advantage of that, the quarterback on a small salary and giving up.
I think what the Ravens did, they were just unloading a large-ass salary.
Yeah, because not only that, they got what they could out of him.
Well, no, I agree, but I think a fourth-round pick is really high for Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, a fourth-round pick, you might get a running back, you might get a wide receiver to help, maybe some tackle. Like, I mean, your defense is already good. Right. You've got this quarterback that's going to need a lot of things around him to make him look better.
Not really. You know? If you get the proper coach in there to coach this kid, what you saw at the end of the last playoff game, basically is people that think like you were just thinking. That don't think this kid could do anything, that's what's holding him back.
I think he can do something. I mean, he scored two touchdowns. They were down by four scores, with 10 minutes left.
And he brought him back, but he brought him back with throwing. You can't throw the bullshit.
Something they didn't do all game.
You can't wait till
it's over.
Yeah, you can't do all the bullshit first and think that the gimmicks are going to work because you played this team early in the season and the gimmicks didn't work then. What made you think the fucking gimmicks were going to work?
No, you're right. But what I'm saying is a fourth round pick is, I think it's going to help them.
I know.
What? A fourth round pick? Because Flacco is not the long term answer in Denver. No. He's not the long term answer there.
He's not even the Band-Aid there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Elway's doing. I think that's a lot to give up. But
I mean,
people were saying if that's what he's going to get, what would Foles get? Well, you also got to consider that we're not going to be trading Foles. He's gone. But,
it
shrinks the market. They can, but then it's $25 million.
So?
And they can trade it.
They were going to give it to him anyway.
No, they're not. I mean, I think he's just
going to
walk.
When they picked up his option, they picked his option up and he opted out.
Right.
No,
right?
I know, but when they picked his option up, I think
it was
like
at least 20.
Well, but it was
20 million.
Right. It was 20 million. Yeah. And I think that extra 5 million really does make the difference where I think they picked the option up in case they could find a trading partner.
Their intent was a trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they didn't franchise anyone last year.
But what I'm saying is now that Flacco's gone to Denver, okay, that reduces the amount of suitors that would be looking at Foles, right? So there's not as many places for him to go.
There's still a few places.
And $25 million, now there's going to be some teams. Basically, let's say there was 5 or 6 teams that were a possible landing spot.
Okay, well,
and you want to keep him out of the NFC East. So that's
exactly,
minus two.
So,
that's four.
So that's
now,
franchise him.
Well, but
you can't control
hold.
Shit he does right now.
What's going on, Rob?
Sorry, I hit a button.
No, Pops. I'm listening to you.
Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is if there were 6 teams before,
okay
well, they don't want to go to the Giants or the Redskins, right? They don't want him to go there. Now there's 4 teams left, and if Denver was one of those teams, they're not off the list. So the amount of landing spots he could possibly go shrinks. The market gets smaller.
Okay.
So there's not as many places for him to go. And I think what'll happen is the Eagles are not going to get stuck with that franchise. They can't. They can't afford it.
Okay. So, okay. Would you be saying that he's an unrestricted free agent? Correct.
Right. Right.
So if they don't franchise him, they can't control where the fuck he go.
That's right.
So why wouldn't they trade him out of your division?
Because if you can't get anything for him, you're stuck with the $25 million.
That's fine. And how much are they paying Wentz again this year?
Like $8 million.
Okay.
So that's $31 million. And they're an older team that needs cap space. They're not going to franchise him for that reason.
So that being said, in the history of both Wentz and Foles being hurt at some point in time in the season,
but
how is that not helping your team if you are stuck with them?
Because it doesn't fit into the dollars. Because so now you're defensive.
Super Bowl, so another Super Bowl wouldn't fit into
that? Hold on real quick. Nick Foles and Carson Wentz can't be on the same team anymore. They gotta separate.
Oh,
Carson, okay. Nick Hollis and Pops' boy Nick needs to go to Miami.
No, it's not
Jacksonville, wherever he needs to go, he needs to chill.
Okay, with those shots being fired, Rob. Okay, say they don't do anything and he go to the Giants and he busts the Eagles' ass at least 3 times.
Oh, stop it.
Hold up for a second, Pops. That's a possibility and that's a risk.
Right.
I think the risk though is if you keep-
Possibility I get laid tonight, but we know that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah. It's a non-zero chance, but it's very low.
Hold on, Diaz. We need to address-
That's on you and your non-efforts.
There's absolutely no chance in hell you're gonna get addressed.
Yeah,
Diaz, continue.
Hollis, I think we're just all talking bullshit here. Rob's just, you know, giving his version. I think what Rob says is true, that Foles, it's time to give the reins over to Wentz full time and all that
emotion. He's already had it full time.
Hold up for a second, but I think what happens is if you put him on that deal, the tag,
right,
and you don't get a deal for him,
right?
Because what other teams are going to say, I'm not paying $25 million for 1 year.
Yeah,
for
okay,
I'm not going to do that.
They did this year with Sam Bradford.
Hold up, I know, but if
they did.
Okay,
they did.
So, but Pops, a proven entity.
I'm listening.
What I'm saying is, Pops, is now there's one less team to trade to. There's only three teams left. Okay, if two of those teams don't want to pay $25 million, like they're not going to do that. So I get that it's a possibility, but they don't want to get stuck with $25 million. They're already up against the cap, and that $25 million is needed for more starters and depth.
Traffic,
now I understand what you're saying about a team's not going to do that, but you kind of don't know what a team will do
because
you're not going to control them. But my thing is this: I didn't think another fucking team would pick up Sam Bradford and give him fucking $10 million.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But
18.
He should have had a ski mask on. He was stealing money.
Oh my god! It's like, but to what you're saying, we're talking about somebody who's viable, and as you know, both of our quarterbacks, I'm with you. I don't think he could stay on this team and Carson continue to grow. Basically, because it's a controversy. But to me, as a person who's looking to fucking win, I know that my guy can't stay healthy. I'm gonna have to explain to my guy. Look here, I know you can't stay healthy. If you stay healthy, I will get rid of him. But if we trying to win, if we want to be honest, and we talking about winning another fucking championship in this short window that we have, we have to look at that. And a championship goes longer than $25 million. On top of that, I don't know how long I'm going to be the GM here.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I'm going to be
like,
the coach. As a player, I don't know how long I have to play.
And I'm like,
so I want the best opportunity for me to win a title to come forward. I don't give a damn about his fucking ego, about none of that.
But
go back to the player. Hold on, Dad. Let me give right back to you to go back to the MVP candidate that we fell in love with. I love that player. I don't want the guy who's jealous, who's jealous and envious of what Nick Foles did. I don't want that.
What happened when he came in and blew it?
Well, I hear what you're saying. You're talking about play on the field, and if this is like some Nintendo,
no, it's not Nintendo. It's called reality.
But hold up, the problem is at the end of the year they were already like $4 million to the cap for next year.
Mm-hmm.
They need the money. They can't spend $25 million on Nick Foles. And it's not like, well, he would help him. I know you're right. I would like him on the team. Now listen, if no one wants to sign him for in free agency and they can get him for a 3 year six, this is what I always say. Yeah, get him for a 3 year $20 million deal. And then everyone goes, he's not going to take that. I'm like, I know. That's the point. He's gone. He's going to get more money than we're going to pay him. It's not going to happen. I would love him. I wish he was on the team. He gives him a better better chance of winning if Wentz gets hurt than Nate Sudfeld. But only, then for $25 million, he's not going to be on the team.
Hold on.
The only leverage they had were they're not locked in.
They still have leverage.
This is the weird part too. It's like when you think about it, and you just said something. You don't know that Nick Foles won't take the deal because Nick Foles is already independently wealthy.
His family's already wealthy. Right. Yeah, I know.
And Nick wants to be here.
Who's the head coach in New York though?
Pat Shurmur.
Who was he last year?
Pat Shurmur was here.
27. That was 2 years ago.
27. Yeah. 2 years ago. 27
He was
with
the Vikings.
Okay. 27-2 Yeah. When Nick Foles.
27-2 What is that? This is sarcasm you was talking
about. Stop living in fantasy land. Okay. Two dudes. Right. You guys all had your chance. Now I'm getting my chance. Okay. First of all, let him go to the Giants. Just let him go. And if he wanted to stay here, he would have taken the club option for $20 million.
He didn't take the club option for twenty million.
Well, no, he actually wanted to be able to choose where the fuck he could go. Because as a former player, like when the team is what quote unquote the team is thinking of their best fucking interest.
Right.
I don't blame Nick for going to do what the fuck he wanted to do, putting his family in the best option. And I could almost fucking guarantee he's going to the fucking Giants.
Let him go.
He's going to the fucking Giants or somebody who knows. I hope you're not worried about it.
I ain't worried about it.
I hope you're not worried about it. But you're going to be worried about it when you come in here.
No, I ain't.
And he put that thing on you.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. I'm back to
how do you know Carson's jealous? Are you doing kumbaya with him at the number?
Let me
answer that question. If Nick Foles stay here, he'll be just like Markelle Fultz. Just like Markelle Fultz. The thing about it is the fan base will fucking break you in Philly. Period.
Nick Foles is
a vagina.
They didn't break him because
he's a man.
Didn't get the same notoriety as half the fucking bums that came through here. Period.
He got my notoriety.
He didn't get the same notoriety that a lot of guys that came via the draft. It goes back to the same thing I was talking about, the status and the name. Just like Foles possibly bowed out because he don't want the controversy of this quarterback controversy that's brewing within the media.
There is no quarterback controversy.
He said, I'm looking to move on. This is Carson Wentz's team.
Yeah.
He's going to probably win a lot more games than me and possibly another Super Bowl or two.
Amen.
I'm ready to buy. He said he was ready to buy.
Now, hold on. Now it was something where you asked me about him being jealous. He already said that he was envious of what Foles did as far as taking the team to the Super Bowl and being a Super Bowl MVP. So there is your jealous part.
Envious is not jealousy.
That is envy.
No, it's
not.
I won't be like that.
Jealousy, envy, and jealousy.
Get your definitions right.
All
right. Envy
look
just
your
means
look
wishes.
Your
stick.
He wishes. There's jealousy.
Okay. Jealous means I don't like the fact
I wish I had
$1 million.
He didn't like the fact that was going on. He didn't. The thing was.
You're creating your own narrative.
No, he did. He said, that's what he said. I didn't like the fact that somebody, cause it's the same.
I didn't like.
It's just like this, but see, I understood where he was coming from because the same shit happened to me with Darrell Walker. Just like I played with Darrell Walker, I got hurt one year, at the end of one season, then it spilled over to next season. He played my position. He got 9 sacks, got paid.
I had a Darwin Walker jersey. In fact, I had a Darwin Walker's.
Yeah, but he didn't get.
Why would you buy a Darwin Walker jersey?
I'm just trying to piss him off. But to what he was saying,
that's what I was talking about. It's like as a player, when they have you, when you're on IR, you're not out there with the team. You are with the team, but you're not doing anything for them.
In baseball, it's not called IR anymore. In baseball, they got rid of it. They can't say
10 days.
They're calling it the injured list now. In baseball,
because you can't say disabled.
Yeah, you can't say disabled.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Well, it's injured reserve.
What? No, I know, but in baseball, it's called the DL, the disabled list. You can't say disabled anymore.
Yeah.
All these softies.
This has been the most fired up I've heard everybody
on the program. Should we move over to some of the lighter elements that we have up here so we don't rip everyone's face off?
Sure, you can move to the lighter elements.
Since we have some time, I want to go to the
Hold on. I wanted to get it off your chest because Diaz, and I think all you guys or resonate with what the fuck I'm about to say about the players only with TNT.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, yeah,
hold on. Oh my fucking god.
Yeah, we don't don't need to go to get it off your chest yet, but okay. We definitely need to talk about that.
Yeah,
well,
that's
where
I was
away.
Going. Horrible. Yeah. So you want me to go? You want me to go
oh,
into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, go for it.
So
man.
It's like so. Okay, so the first time I noticed this bullshit was it was two games ago when the game was on TNT and it was on a home game. Yeah. So I'm thinking I can get the home broadcast.
They blacked it out.
They blacked the fucking home broadcast out.
That's right.
So I'm listening to this bullshit and all I can hear is motherfuckers mumbling like the Three Amigos. We're back. Levi's is our sponsor. You got these t-shirts over here on sale.
Yeah, I really don't feel like being here.
I really don't feel like, we're live. So it's like you hear that type of shit. He's like, I was like, this totally sucks ass. But then you get the fuck sticks that was on yesterday that don't realize this is a national broadcast. One, that's one. Two, you're in the business setting. So one of them had on a crushed velvet club jacket. Like, I wear that to the club, but I'm not finna wear that to work. I'm finna report about a team.
About Jimmy Jackson? Yeah,
no, it was a guy who got caught in the prostitution thing, Greg Anthony.
Greg Anthony. Yeah.
Now Jimmy Jackson and, Mikhail said the dickhead comment.
Right.
Now, so I'm looking at this and I'm listening at this and they're all about the Celtics. I was like, when are the commentators going to learn to start calling? That's the only thing.
Well, they're not. That's
about.
The problem. That's why only sucks because they're not commentators. They're just ex players.
Even the commentators now, like Chris Collinsworth. Well, Chris Collinsworth for the player. He draws Al Michaels into. So basically, you are correct. It's the players who are on the broadcast now who don't know how to separate when they play and what they don't and do like for being a commentator and giving the fans a good quality color commentation of the game. And it'd be especially piss everybody off when they just, are you sucking the dicks on the Celtics? Are you kidding me?
Well, they got Kevin McHale.
Yeah, oh, God. That's another thing,
but,
too.
But yet and still, though, certain players don't do that.
Yeah.
Like Kevin McHale's been.
Yeah.
Like if he was calling the game.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the issue with your boy Tony Romo.
Tony's good.
Tony sucks.
I do.
I
give you this. He has a good voice, but my problem with him is
too much.
He'll say something dumb, mm-hmm. and then also he give his predictions on a game that he's supposed to call. When you call a game, it's supposed to be down the middle, so you won't sway.
Well, and it's also
I like how he explains the play to me.
I don't.
He was playing. So
exactly. Why do you even believe him? When him and Jason Witten talk about championship moments, how the fuck do they know?
Right, I'm that's not defending right. Jason Witten. I don't want to defend like
the only, no. The only thing about Tony Romo I hate is he talks too much. Shut the fuck up and let a play materialize and give me a chance to
Yeah, he got the voice for it.
He just starts
saying dumb stuff.
Yeah.
You'll hear it here. You guys are all witnesses mm-hmm. because this is another $1 billion idea for every freaking sports league.
So why are you
I don't
that?
Understand.
Can we do this out there?
No, go ahead.
No,
give,
no. Give, I mean, what I'm
idea.
Saying is
if
to address
idea,
this.
I want a piece of this.
Address. That's fine. Right. If you recognize here, I'll give you 10%.
Hollis can donate to the fund.
100 million ain't bad.
No, this is what I'm saying. And when you're watching your team, this is so true in basketball and baseball, the playoffs. I mean, football, it's all national guys mm-hmm. all the time. Though it could apply and have like Mike and Merrill on. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why each league doesn't charge. We've got all these cable channels.
Right.
And people will pay it. I don't know what the price point is. Mm-hmm. You probably have to make it a little expensive, but people will still pay it. But I'm saying I buy once the NBA, let's say the baseball playoffs start right. and Joe mm-hmm. Buck starts coming in. No, man, I want to hear my guys and I'll pay $300 for this playoff run.
Yeah.
And then it's another channel, like it's channel 2022
right.
for the Sixers, 2022 for the three for the Nuggets.
Okay.
And you pay and then when I don't have to listen to these freaking shit people. And I like my announcers. Some other cities mm-hmm. might not like their announcers.
Right.
I don't know. I like our Phillies people.
Oh,
I like our Sixers.
LA.
People.
LA's good.
LA's my guy.
I like our Sixers people, and I want to listen to them. I don't want to listen.
I don't like Tom McCarthy.
To fucking Greg Anthony.
My guy too,
Greg Anthony and Mikhail and Jimmy Jackson talking like, hey, I don't need.
Hold on. I just got one thing before I turn it over to Rob. You can't tell me that you just started fucking cracking up when Kevin McHale called that dude a dickhead.
Yeah, it was funny.
I didn't hear it. I saw it on Twitter.
I heard him apologize for what he said. So I went to my Twitter bad. Real quick and searched Kevin Twitter McHale, and somebody already had
he's
it.
Like, he said, like, Kevin McHale, like, hey, that's a dickhead coach. That looks like him.
He went dickhead.
That's the dickhead.
It was a trainer, I think. But
it was a coach.
Was it a coach?
Yeah.
Piggybacking what you were saying, I was saying for years, you should have the ability to figure what people you want to listen to, and if I want to just not listen to anybody, I should have a channel where I can just watch the game and switch whatever camera angle I can do. Can't in NASCAR? Uh-huh. If you're a NASCAR fan, uh-huh. you can pay money to just hear. I don't even know all the NASCAR guys, but just hear their radio back and forth, and a camera in their car. You can pay for that. Well, why isn't the NFL?
Some of it has to do with it's obviously it's advertising, mm-hmm. but I'm saying I would just say this. This is how you make the deal with the advertisers and the networks. First off, it counts as your network. Okay. So if this service is offered through MLB and I'm watching the Phillies, all right, and it's October and we're watching the playoffs on Fox. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I press the local channel, and it goes to 229. All right, it's Fox. It's they show the ads.
Yeah,
they show the ads in real time with real sound.
Right.
But when it goes back, I just listen to my guys. You're still getting the eyeballs.
Yeah,
these broadcasts they're put on TV to sell advertising. That's what their business is. It's not about having Joe Buck in there. Now Joe Buck is great if you're not associated with that city.
Right.
If we're watching the Yankees and the Red Sox, put Joe Buck.
So basically what you're saying is you want like an Uber of broadcasting.
And I don't think it's we want a Homer type broadcast, but you kind of want a convenient broadcast that's down in the middle. Nobody's talking about, well, that didn't look like a foul. He's showing passion for his squad. Shut the fuck up.
It's not to be like flaky or anything, but also you're listening to freaking Scott in LA, Fransky in LA all season long, or whoever you're listening.
And then you go to TBS.
Yeah, you're listening to Zumoff and Abelnaby all year long, and then all of a sudden you don't have your guys that were there who have watched the game every single game. They know every tendency. They know who they're. Which matchups are good and bad, and they know your team.
Hold up, BS, to piggyback on what you said, I'm gonna give it right back to you. It's kind of weird though, because it seems like our guys aren't like biased to our team. It seems like they call our team out. They call our team out, but they call the other team out too. I was just talking the other day. The other day was John Madden's birthday, 1936. It's like, man.
I was still doing my bit over at WIP.
That's my bit. I've been doing
I was doing it way before you, motherfucker.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was doing when you were playing.
2011.
I was doing like 2003, 2004. Yeah,
but I didn't listen to the radio.
Well, I was doing it then.
I was doing it for somebody else. Yeah. I'll tell you later. It makes you miss like Pat Summerall, Al Michaels, like fucking Don Meredith and Howard Cosell. Even though Howard Cosell was a drunk bitch though.
Guys drank.
Yeah, shut up, Brent. Brent Musburger.
Harry Callis and Whitey Ashburn.
Yeah, those guys
would drink all the time.
Yeah, Joe Buck was our announcer for the Cardinals forever. That's how Jack Buck got it. But have you ever read Joe Buck is the son, right? Have you read his book?
No.
He's got an addiction to hair plugs.
He almost lost his voice. That's why sometimes he talks like this. He talks like this because he doesn't have a...
And it's two outs in the bottom of the ninth.
Two quick things, and I got to get the sponsors because flown by. Okay. But they customized my games. They tried to customize porn in the late 90s. We could switch camera angles. Unfortunately, that didn't catch on. In sports, let me customize my camera angles. Customize who I want to listen to. They should also have a channel where it's five motherfuckers like us talking about the game.
Yeah.
That's why if you notice, I put it on Instagram during the national championship game for college football, they give you like four options, which I love. I love how there's an option national, away, home, and then they give you four coaches at the table, which I watch, which I really like, because they're just sitting back there going, all right, this is what this guy's going to do, because they watch all the coaches tape. Yeah. I think that's interesting.
Right. Right.
Give me the option. Right. At least in this day and age, I should have the option in order to do that.
And in football, especially, like the coaches tape, it's so hard. Yeah. You can't get the coaches tape.
I love the coaches tape. It's like, that's why I always thank the Eagles, because they always give me the opportunity to come over there and look at tape whenever I want it.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's awesome.
And I go to the D-line room. I never tell anybody. Most time when I say something about team, it's because I know, because I'm over there with them. But I don't try not to divulge any of their secrets, because it's about them.
Yeah.
It's a tight knit group over there. You don't find, when you're looking for a championship squad, they have the recipe for being a championship type people.
Oh no, sir. No doubt. And my mind, the Super Bowl where it was sucked this year. Next year it's in Miami. It'll be much better. Any final notes, Diaz? Anything, Mr. Trust the Process?
TTP, well, they're 36-21. They got 25 games left. I say the next 10 games, as you know, I want them to win every single game, but let's see what works for the playoffs and get rid of Korkmaz. He's not coming back next year. Wow. He's not going to be a part of the team. He can't play any defense. If he's hitting shots, great, but that's few and far between. I saw him make one play yesterday. He had a nice pass. And
he
didn't lose the game. I know that,
How many minutes is he getting? We just got five.
He probably had 18 minutes.
But peep this though, Diaz. Now, you're not going to keep him, but I already know why he puts him out there. He puts him out there just because of his length. And even though we just got guys that are long, we have to see what these guys can do. But you got to see what he can do also, because
even though
he's not coming back, you want to use the fuck out of him now while you have him.
But he doesn't have anything.
To you, he doesn't.
That's my final
thought. To you, he doesn't, and that's why you're sitting over here, because we're not coaches.
He played 10 minutes. He played 10 minutes, right?
10 minutes too long. Pops, your final thoughts.
I'm good. I mean,
he got it all out.
It was pretty interesting. My final thoughts is basically stop name chasing and build championships.
Sign Harper.
I'll leave it.
And then we'll go get Mike Trout.
I'll leave it at that. Trout can come.
Yeah.
He's almost a shoo-in to be here. My thing is, up until that point, build your team to where by the time he get here, we're ready to get back to the World Series. Well, the Phillies are. I'm riding with them Cardinals, baby. STL.
Well, you're from St. Louis. You should.
That's right.
That's right.
We should go to a game you should wear your St. Louis stuff. We wear our Philly stuff. We don't know them. We don't know these guys.
He wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I'm a Philly
because all these Phillies fans are going to beat these two up. Right. Yeah.
I'd want to fight them. I don't know that guy.
I press charges. I hope your financial affairs are in order. I press charges.
I'm not
going to come get my thick ass up off the ground, but I'm getting paid.
Okay,
10 people, $5,000 to $10,000 a piece.
I'm 4 for 4. I'm 4 for 4. At some point in your life, you have to make a choice. I still love my Cardinals, but my heart is here now.
I wear a Phillies hat, but it'll stand for Pops. That P
stands
for Pops.
How's your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, it's kind of to piggyback off what Pops said. Quit chasing names and build a championship. If the guys don't want to come here, you need to find a better option. There'll be other guys down the line. Build your team and then work with what you got. Because sometimes when you go out chasing and you put out all the bells and whistles for other guys, sometimes the guys who are on your team already, who have been put in blood, sweat, and years, and play when they were hurt. It's a lot of things that us fans like don't know about that guys play through and try to win. It's like, but we just put that on the back burner and act like
dream team.
I know,
right?
Occasionally we act like bitches as fans because of what we act for. But I feel like this. If you go out there and if you put on that uniform, be ready for the criticism, whether you be a referee or you be a Philadelphia player. If you learn anything today, put your best foot forward. Don't blame it on nobody else but yourself.
Oh, wait, I got one more thing. I'm getting tired of Joel Embiid too. The reason I say that is because
close the show quickly. Yeah, there's gonna be blood. There's gonna be blood.
He's turning to Andy Reid. What I mean by
that. Oh my God, there's gonna be blood.
Every time he have a fucked up game, he just accept blame for it. And then he can have like 20 points, 20 rebounds, but the 10 turnovers, he's not happy with. I get that.
I gotcha.
But stop apologizing for the shit and correct it. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you.
If he's going to be the elite.
Stop talking about it. Be about it.
Right. If he's going to be that elite player.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Oh, damn.
See, my bad.
See, we should have ended the show already.
Yeah. Put your hands down.
But my whole thing is I'm tired of him apologizing for certain stuff or just go ahead and take the blame and then just correct.
Okay. Throwing a damn towel.
I'm going to name Chase, go sign Bryce Harper. I want to thank our sponsors, Miller Lite. When you're not drinking Miller Lite, Yards, right here in Northern Liberties, the brewery. And if you're not drinking Yards, you're not drinking Miller Lite, Stateside Vodka, distilled right here in Fishtown, Bucks County Baseball Company, 422 Jeep in Limerick, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Delilah's, Bourbon Blue, the Bayou and Cactus, the Mad Young Sports and Social Club, City Fitness, our boy Ken Davies, all the locations, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market. That'll do it for this edition of the DQ Sports Blizzard. Good night, everybody. We'll be right back.